Wow, thank you. For those of you who are new, we've been doing this for 37 years. And we'll probably do it for another 37 years. Let's take a breath. So I want to first thank Reverend Don for giving me this gift, because I haven't had the opportunity to be with you in this way for quite some time. And it's just a real, real treat. So Reverend Don is with the children today, and I'm sure that's a real, real treat as well. And thank you all for being here today, my beautiful friends that have come out for the first time. It's good to see everybody. So I asked Reverend Don what the theme for September was, and he said, falling leaves. And I knew right away what this was going to be about, because Mother Nature already had her way with me several years ago and taught me the art of letting go on an autumn day. I was involved in a spiritual practice called contemplation. So Ernest Holmes is the founder of our philosophy here, the science of mind and spirit. He was big on contemplation, and I love contemplation, especially as you get into the fall and the winter days. And so I was going through a tremendous amount of change and loss at the time, and I was pretty desperate to figure out a way to get through it. Of course, at the time, I didn't know that the only way to get over it is to go through it, and ultimately to have it go through you, which we're going to talk about today. And so I'm sitting on the couch, and I've got these beautiful birch trees right outside my window, and I was just contemplating the falling of a leaf. And I was really wanting to catch the leaf, like right as it let go. And I did. And that was the first lesson, because when the leaf releases itself, it just lets go with grace. And I would dare even say a bit of playfulness as it makes its way down to the ground. So I was certainly understanding, okay, the art of letting go. Grace, ease, non-resistance. Because the other thing I realized that day is I have never, ever seen a leaf hold on for dear life and say, I'm not letting go. You know, right? Have you ever seen a leaf saying, no, I don't want to change my colors? And yet we cling. I cling, just like in the sacred reading, we cling. We'd rather cling to what we know, even though it's dead on the vine, than let go into not knowing. And so part of the spiritual journey is understanding change. And that certainly is a talk for another time. But just to say that when you come to understand who you really are, and as Ernest Holmes would say, as you come to understand that there's a changeless, that there's the changeless behind the change, then your relationship to change changes. And that's something that I think we're all being called to discover for ourselves these days, because there's a lot of change going on. So the art of letting go is an intellectual experience, I think. You know, we're all sitting here, and I'm sure we're all having acute awareness of what it is that's dead on the vine in our lives, what it is that we've known we need to let go of, but we're not ready to, or we don't know how, or we're afraid, or we can't, whether it's a relationship, a job, a way of living, a location, a belief system, an identity. You know, when I first came to Anchorage at the end of May, I kind of came in underground and I went for a walk. And gosh, a few minutes into the walk, you know, I heard Spirit say to me, so you know you're not Cece anymore, right? I'm like, really? I just got here and I'm just going for a walk, right? But this personality that Robert speaks about, you know, I understood what it was telling me. It wasn't, you know, Cece is always be who I am and it's a nickname and all of that. But what I was understanding, it was telling me, don't cling to an identity of who you were. You know, be willing to represent yourself to yourself and to everybody else. And that's the idea of the leaf that doesn't resist the moment when that intelligence at the center of the tree's beingness knows exactly when to change that green leaf to yellow or orange or red or one of the many spectacular colors that is out there today. That intelligence is nestled at the center of your core as well. It knows exactly when you need to change because it's already gone out in front of you. It already knows the highest and best for you. And of course, the relationship that we grow into is trusting that what it knows and sees for you is actually what you want and see for yourself as well. That's a good moment of trust. But that's the other lesson that Mother Nature teaches us in this season of autumn, that there is an intelligence at the center of your beingness, and it's worth getting to know it because it knows what it's doing. So that's the art of letting go. Well, you know, years ago when I started doing this, I would prepare for my talks. Now I get prepared for my talks. And it's a slightly different experience, right? But, you know, Spirit wants to make sure that I'm talking from a place of deep understanding. So last Sunday, as it would have it, I was sitting where Kalim is sitting today, and I was holding the presence. And before I went into that meditative place, I said to Spirit, I said, reveal yourself to me. Now, sidebar, be careful what you ask for. Because we live in an intelligence that's constantly saying yes to everything we're declaring. And then it sets about to bring about the very experience that matches the thing that you say you want. Well, I go very deep last week. I mean, I went very deep, and I touched something, and something touched me. I didn't know that at the time. It came to my awareness later on in the day. And you know what, like when you come out of a deep meditation or a deep sleep, and you don't quite fully come back into your body, and it takes a little bit of time to get back in your skin. So I come out of that, and you know, and it's a good place to be when you're doing prayer, because, you know, so we were doing some prayer, but I wasn't there yet, but I could feel something going on like right here. And I'm like, oh, really? Come on. Because when the heart gets our attention, you know, we don't want its attention. We push it aside. We deny it. We push it down. We numb it. But the heart's making a comeback today. So there's a couple invitations to go get coffee and whatnot, but I'm feeling something going on here, and I know what's going on, you see, because at this point in my life, I don't push it down anymore because I know the eruption is going to happen, and the best thing I can do is just get somewhere if possible. So I get in the car, I shut the door, boom, it starts. Man, I mean, the tears were big, fat tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? So I'm driving down Diamond, I hit the light, and I hear a horn, and I look over, and there's Nanetta, one of our beloved people here. And you know, no, I'm not quite sure what she's really seeing, but I am feeling super vulnerable right now. You know, I'm like, oh, hi, when's the light going to turn green, right? Not fast enough, as it turned out. But that's part of the heart of letting go. Willingness. Willingness. Can we allow for ourselves to be in the moment with the heart when it starts to crack open? Light turns green, I'm gone. I'm sobbing. I get in the house, I grab some tissues, and I sit down. And so what happens next is tremendous. And it went on for probably about an hour. And it came in like waves. It was like contractions because I could feel like a tightening in my chest. And I was getting a little nervous, you know. But I could hear it say to me, stay with me. And isn't that a lesson right there? Strengthening our capacity to stay with ourselves when the heart cracks open. To be present, to allow, to love, to just hold a space. So my heart is tightening, and it's like it's squeezing, and it's squeezing out like all this pain and all this sorrow and all this yearning and all this longing. Some of it was mine, some of it was yours, a lot of it was ours. Because one of the spoons that was in the pot that I hadn't realized at the time was a couple of days earlier I did a practitioner session because I was dealing with a family situation and I didn't know how to deal with it anymore. I didn't know what was happening, I didn't know why it was happening, and all the tools that I had, it wasn't working. And so in that practitioner session, I said, well, I am willing to allow myself to be used by the healing love of God in this family situation. Now, of course, at the time, I was just talking about my family because that's enough of a family for me to be dealing with. However, what I realized on Sunday that there's only one family. There's only one family, and we're it. And so when you say yes to this kind of a moment, what you realize is you're saying yes to yourself, but you're also saying yes for the greater good of all people. That we're doing a lot of clearing right now. And the change of seasons really gives us this opportunity to be consciously clearing and releasing and letting go. Because what's the payoff? Because, you know, the mind is saying, well, okay, well, what's the payoff? I'm going to be sobbing for an hour. The payoff is you make more room for love. It's that beautiful song by Reverend Rachel Hollander. As I let go, I make more room for love. I make more room for the love within me. All right? So if you're going to say yes to the art and the heart of letting go, know that it's messy. Know that it can be painful, but know that it passes. Because I probably had about 6 or 7 of those waves before I waited and I waited and I waited, and it didn't come. It was over. Man, I was wrung out like a sponge. I had a list of all these things I was going to do, and it was not to be done at all. So I want to encourage you today to recognize that the art of letting go is about being mindful of what is ready to be released from your life. It could be a habit, it could be a belief, it could be a relationship, it could be grief. Whatever it is that's tapping you on the shoulder, and seek out some practitioner support. And let's use today as a way to do some of this clearing. And if your heart is opening right now, what a wonderful time to practice this. We get so concerned about what people are thinking, what people are saying. If I can be on Diamond at the light, sobbing with Nanetta looking right at me, I think whatever is happening today, you can do it. You can do it too. So the art of letting go is the intellectual understanding that we can let go with grace, that there's something that's supporting us. There's something nestled at the center of our own beingness that's inside the change, that's activating the change, that the change is for our greater good, even though we may not understand it, even though it may not feel good, that instead of clinging and resisting and pushing it down and saying no, we can go, oh, man, this is really hard, and I still say yes. And to recognize that the heart follows, that the heart steps in and says, okay, now I need to release, now I need to crack open, now I need to let go of all, as Eckhart Tolle would call, all the pain bodies that are lodged inside our system that are ready to be released. Because the thing of it is, in my experience, is I was feeling the pain coming out in direct proportion to the pain that went in. You know what I'm saying? It's like an imprint. Like there was almost like, I'd have to say, if I'm going to tell you the whole story, I'll tell you the whole story. There was these moments, like I was saying, I was getting these like flashes of imprint, like the DNA imprint of that particular wave that was happening through me. I mean, there was a moment where it was just about the refugees and all that's happening for humanity. And there was another one where it was like just the oppression of the feminine and Mother Earth and all that is happening with that. And it was really incredible. So I knew that it wasn't just stuff that was happening about me, to me, and for me. It was about these other pieces as well. So the heart of letting go. So last night, I went online one more time. I said, hey, Spirit, is there anything else I need to have in my awareness, you know, before I talk tomorrow? And of course I'm thinking, God, I hope not. I'm pretty prepared. You know, I'm pretty prepared. And you know, I'll tell you something, I have several goodbyes going on right now in my own life as well. I'm getting ready to leave October 13th. It's a big goodbye for me. I've had friends who have just packed up and left the state. I have people who are also leaving, you know. And so what I'm just encouraging us to do is to stretch the canvas wide enough to make it okay. Make it okay. And if you're in the coffee shop and it happens, wow, what a leader you are. What a role model you are on how to do it. Think about it. Probably every person in that coffee shop is having the same experience, only you have the guts and the courage to show them how to hold your tender heart when it cracks open. So Spirit said, type in letting go. You know, I mean, people say you hear voices, yeah. So I typed in letting go. And lo and behold, this poem came up by Reverend Sapphire Rose, who's just a beautiful and brilliant writer in our movement. And I want to leave you with this today. And the poem is entitled, She Let Go. And so for all the beautiful men in the room, he let go, right? Just make it yours. And if you're comfortable doing so, you know, close your eyes or not. But this poem is really a beautiful way to end our time together today. She let go. She let go without a thought or a word. She let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons. Wholly and completely, without hesitation or worry, she just let go. She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She didn't search the scriptures. She just let go. She let go of all the memories that held her back. She let go of all of the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of all the planning and all the calculations about how to do it just right. She didn't promise to let go. She didn't journal about it. She didn't write the projected date in the day timer. She made no public announcement, no ad in the paper. She didn't check the weather report or read her daily horoscope. She just let go. She didn't analyze whether she should let go. She didn't call her friends to discuss the matter. She didn't do a 5-step spiritual mind treatment. She didn't utter one word. She just let go. No one was around when it happened. There was no applause or congratulations. No one thanked her or praised her. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good and it wasn't bad. It was what it was, and it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all be. And a small smile came over her face, and a light breeze blew through her, and the sun and the moon shone forevermore. And so let's do what we call affirmative prayer. If you're new, affirmative prayer is our way of getting in alignment with the universal laws that make our thoughts things and giving it a specific mold to fill and say yes to.